This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are season six. This is episode 14. Season six of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. If you live in the greater Tampa Bay area, please visit their newest location. It is in Odessa on State Road 54, just west of the Suncoast Parkway. And if you prefer online ordering to satisfy your Hooters fix, you can do that very easily at originalhooters.com. Click the orange icon that says order in the upper right-hand corner of that website, and it will take you from there. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Let me also make a last call. Yeah, this is almost about it. If you want to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, we will be having a big draft night at Bill Curry Ford for the second year in a row. Multiple leagues drafting at Bill Curry Ford. I will not give out the date and time on the air because I don't want random listeners simply showing up and thinking they can play. I have to have you go through the process for organizational purposes of emailing me your interest in playing in a podcast league. It costs nothing to play in the league. You may actually win a check from Bill Curry Ford like Robert Wright did last year for winning the league that drafted at Bill Curry Ford. Robert, a very active and astute fantasy player in my leagues over the years. He is a two-time champion, as just one example. Many champions returning this year to my leagues that may have skipped over 2020. One, I believe, who even skipped over 2019 and 2020. So, last call, if you are interested in playing in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, email me full name, phone number, your fantasy football experience. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you live also. We do no drafting via Skype, Zoom, or exclusively online. You must be physically able to come to Bill Curry Ford on our draft night to draft in person. It's the way I've always done it, and we will do it that way again this year. Catering will be provided by Papa John's of Tampa Bay, and I welcome Payway. Thank you, Scott. The regional manager for Payway Restaurants is going to play and feed, just like Mike Lentz, play and feed. We're going to have a good time that night. If you want in on it, and you can be there, and I know you might be saying, well, how do I know I can be there when you can't give me the date and time? Basically, are you physically able to get to Bill Curry Ford in Tampa? If so, then I'll tell you the date and time if we have room for you in the draft. Unfortunately, I've had to turn some people away in Wisconsin and Texas and other locations because they were hoping we would do an online or a Skype or a Zoom draft. Maybe in 2022. The more I hear from people that want to do it, the more I'll entertain the thought of doing that in the future. Again, email me your name, your phone number, your fantasy football experience, the city you live to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Get it to me by this weekend. I think I'm going to make some final decisions on who's in, how many leagues we're doing, how many owners per league, because I don't want to overstack these things. It's like the equivalent in golf of overstacking a tee sheet, where you get these charity scrambles that are so poorly organized, and they just sell as much as, because all they care about is how much money they raise. Well, the more they put on the golf course, the more it increases the likelihood of a lousy experience for the golfer. The more people you stuff into a fantasy football league, the worse the experience is. So I make sure that our leagues are not over, what's the right word? We're not doing 16-team leagues. And we're not doing 14-team leagues either. All right? ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. We have arrived at that point, just like the Heisman Trophy, until episode 14. This is my testimony why in none of my leagues I use a mandatory tight end. my leagues, are you required to draft a tight end? In none of my leagues, are you forced to carry a tight end? In none of my leagues, are you forced to play a tight end? It is very simple. The tight end position, players that are defined as tight ends in the National Football League, the players that have fantasy impact, you can count on one hand, that have significant week-to-week fantasy impact, you can count on one hand. And the last time I checked, 90% of fantasy football leagues have more owners than the amount of viable, consistent, productive tight ends, and that causes a problem. So many years ago, I eliminated the tedious nature of playing the tight end every week by changing scoring settings very simply. Instead of clicking on the box, tight end, for your starting lineup every week, you click on the box W/T or a version thereof. Click on that box in your settings instead. So in your starting lineup, you start either a wide receiver or a tight end. It is a flex position. It is a flex position exclusively for wide receivers and tight ends, not for running backs, not for quarterbacks. What it does is it allows a productive tight end to be a part of fantasy football, like Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce last year in my 21st century standard scoring settings finished overall number 20. So of course, I'm not eliminating Travis Kelce from the world of fantasy football. He exists within this option very nicely, very conveniently, as do other productive tight ends. And let's run down last year where they finished, and it'll further make my point that the way to do this is by flexing tight ends only and not making them mandatory. So based on wide receiver / tight end rankings, Tyreek Hill was number one. Devontae Adams was number two. Travis Kelce was number three. All right, you got that? Then we go all the way down to 13. All right? The next 4 through 12 were all wide receivers. So of the top 12, based on this setting, wide receiver / tight end, 11 in scoring were wide receivers. Kelce was the exception. He was number three when ranking tight ends equally with wide receivers. Number 13, Darren Waller pops up. He had some big games, especially what midway back part of the season, because the Raiders just had no one consistently producing at the wide receiver position. It was basically Josh Jacobs or Darren Waller. That was pretty much it for guys that you could play fantasy-wise from the Raiders. And if you're saying, well, I played Carr, well, congratulations, you had QB14. That's not very good. So Waller was 13 in wide receiver / tight end rankings. So that means two tight ends and 11 wide receivers in the top 13. The next 19 in wide receiver tight end rankings were all wide receivers. You got to go all the way down to number 34 to get to Robert Tonyan. And remember how many times he caught touchdowns from Aaron Rodgers. But I'm going to bring this up. If you were a Tonyan owner, you know how touchdown dependent Tonyan was. We're to the number 3 tight end in fantasy football from last year, and we're already bringing up the term touchdown dependent. The number 3 tight end. Number 34 in wide receiver / tight end rankings. And we're already bringing this up. We drop down 5 more spots for another tight end at number 39. Then another tight end at 41. Then another tight end at 44. Then Gronk clicked in at 45. Jonnu Smith, who switched teams from the Titans to the Patriots this year, came in at wide receiver / tight end number 48. All right? Here's more of my testimony. Here are a list of non-tight ends who scored comparable points for the season to Jonnu Smith. These are players that basically did as much as the 8th best fantasy tight end. You ready for the list? Tim Patrick. DJ Chark. Not DJ Chark 2019, DJ Chark 2020. Christian Kirk. Keelan Cole. Adrian Peterson. Austin Eckler. And Eckler was hurt a lot. Leonard Fournette. And then this one should hit you really hard in the face. Tony Pollard. Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott's backup scored comparable points to the 8th best tight end in fantasy last year. Now, I know Kittle was hurt. That's too bad. We know Kittle's better than that. But every position, we've already run this down. Every position takes a hit. People that drafted Dak got hurt. People who drafted McCaffrey and Barkley got hurt. People who drafted Julio and Michael Thomas got hurt. People who took the flyer on Will Fuller kind of got what you paid for. And Kittle at the tight end position. But for last year, the 8th most productive tight end was not only 48th among wide receiver / tight ends, but Tony Pollard essentially scored the same amount of points. One more. In my settings where I reduce the amount of points a kicker can make, I've always called it, it sounds like a Big Bang Theory episode, the Matt Prater adjustment. You kick a field goal in my league, it's worth 3 points. It doesn't matter the length of the field goal. If you miss from 39 and in, you receive a 1-point penalty. But there are no 4 or 5 or 6-point field goals because they don't exist in football. They shouldn't exist in fantasy football. There is no penalty for missing from 40 and out. That's what the house gives back. But you only get 3, just like that kicker only gets 3. So I reduce the impact kickers can have in my leagues. Even with that Matt Prater adjustment I've been using for years, last year, 18 kickers outscored Jonnu Smith. The 8th best fantasy tight end was outscored by 18 kickers. And that's in my league where kickers can't get four or five for a field goal and lose points for any miss from inside of 39 and any extra point miss. Over twice as many kickers outscored the eighth best fantasy tight end. I'm stopping there. If based on everything I've told you, you're still ignoring me, and you're just going to click on the box in your settings that every team in your league must start a tight end every week, there's nothing more I can do for you. I've presented you with all the evidence and another way to play a better version of fantasy football and not deal with the tedious nature and the waste of time of searching, throwing darts at tight ends you just hope catch a 2-yard touchdown. That's not what fantasy football is about. Fantasy football is about building a roster of consistent and productive players every week. And there just aren't enough tight ends for you to do that. So you can eliminate the need to waste time on TD-dependent, low-scoring tight ends by removing the mandatory tight end from your settings and instead clicking the box wide receiver slash tight end, which still allows big-time guys like Kelsey, a Waller from last year, a Kittle from 2019, maybe a Pitts, the rookie for the Falcons, to help you. We're not eliminating the tight end from fantasy football. We're just making it easier for you to play fantasy football and not forcing you to throw darts at tight ends you hope score a random touchdown in a particular week. Trust me, it makes playing fantasy football so much better. If you drop the mandatory tight end from your lineups and go with the wide receiver slash tight end flex option. Thank you for hearing me out. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.